From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. There are more young people around Birmingham overdosing from the powerful opioid fentanyl, and it's usually accidental. As WBHM's Kyra Miles reports in the final story of our series on opioids, the fentanyl epidemic has opened a new front for schools in the fight against illegal drugs.
Sebastian Brock had just turned 18 when he died from an accidental fentanyl overdose. He'd gotten a fake pill laced with a highly potent opioid, and that was it. His dad, Michael Brock, turned to social media as a way to process the loss.
I found it very therapeutic, but what I also found was it touched a lot of people.
For a month, every day, on Facebook, he documented his thoughts and feelings about his son's death. One post was particularly popular. He writes, "So, what would you do
if a stranger came to town and murdered four or five of our youth? Well, that's what has happened. That stranger is fentanyl. His arms, his
legs." Brock says they didn't have any warning signs with Sebastian. He was a good kid. Brock says they knew fentanyl was dangerous, but he didn't know just how dangerous.
I grew up in the 80s. Those days are gone. This is not the 70s. It's not the 80s. It's not the 90s. And the days of casual drug experimentation for teenagers are over.
Data from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration found 60% of fake prescription pills are laced with a lethal dose of fentanyl. And recently, it's been showing up in marijuana.
So I think for a long time, we've thought youth is not at risk.
That's Darlene Traffenstedt, the medical director for the Jefferson County Department of Health. She says most opioid overdoses for youth are accidental because they weren't looking for it. And most teens using drugs haven't built up an opioid tolerance, meaning a drug laced with a minuscule amount of fentanyl could be fatal.
So our overall average age is actually shifting down for both fatal and non-fatal overdoses. So it has historically been around 40 years of age, and now it has shifted down to 37-ish. So that means that we're seeing younger individuals, and that is driving that average age down.
That's led to more targeted campaigns about opioids towards middle and high schoolers, which they've never had to do before. The department is hosting parent town halls, and they've distributed Narcan to every public school system in Jefferson County. It's a drug that can reverse an opioid overdose. Narcan and fentanyl test strips are free to students and parents.
If it's just one student, we want them to be prepared to respond to that one student.
She says the first message to students is always to not do drugs. But it's also important for people to know how to reduce the risks. One way is to talk to kids. That's what Raven Johnson does with the Addiction Prevention Coalition, a nonprofit that spreads awareness about drug use, and these days, fentanyl. With APC, Johnson says they try to have open conversations with teens about drug use. It's a slightly different method from the traditional DARE program.
DARE was used a lot in the 1970s and 80s during the war on drugs. It wasn't really effective, so we try to provide factual information and be non-biased, don't use fear tactics because those don't work to students, and then empower them to make the healthy decisions.
Johnson says when educating kids, there's a fine line between looking like they're glamorizing drugs and informing teens about their effects. She says kids need to understand nuance. But she also knows that having knowledge doesn't always equal good decision-making with adolescents.
When you get in high school, it's a lot of encouraging teens to talk to each other because once they get that age, they're not listening to adults as much. They're more impactful by hearing it from a best friend.
In Focus is one way APC lets students do that. It's a club they host in multiple schools in the area. Michael Coleman, a sophomore, leads the chapter at Ramsey High School.
Anyways, y'all, we can go ahead and get started. So
once a month, the club meets after school to have candid discussions about drugs, mental health, and their school community. Today, they're talking about opioids and other illicit drugs.
Do y'all have any experiences where y'all have seen, like, the effects of what it does, or...
When asked if they knew someone who did drugs or died by drugs, all the students at the meeting nodded, but were hesitant to share. But one student got the courage, Stephen Lawson.
I had a friend, man. He passed away, last year. from overdose. You know what I'm saying? We used to like hoop and all that. It was about 12 of us. And out of like the 12 who was on the team, I think what, four of them died and two of them from overdoses. And
it's They're thinking about inviting parents to a meeting to further the conversation. Kaylin Mobley says getting parents to listen might be hard, but wants to make it happen.
They think as long as you got a roof over your head and clothes on your back and food to eat daily, then you're okay. But a lot of kids, mentally, they're not okay, and they go through stuff, and a lot of parents don't want to hear it. So that can lead to the drug abuse. So I think that conversation can be had as long as they have an open mind and are willing to listen.
Kaylin says there are always peers who will act like they don't care about the dangers of drugs. But she says the majority do care, and they want people to know it. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
Kyra Miles is a Report for America Corps member covering education for WBHM.